You might have heard that earlier this month, senior climate activists, women all over the age of 64, won their case in the European Court of Human Rights after 8 years. The court found that Switzerland's weak climate policies violated the women's human rights. Of course, people of all ages, including young people, have been voicing their concerns about the climate crisis, most famously the climate strikes inspired by Greta Thunberg. Recently in Pittsburgh, more than 100 teens gathered for the Pittsburgh Youth Climate Action Summit. Sharda Sangameshwaran is director of school programs at Communitopia, a climate education nonprofit that organized the event with student volunteers.
The main goal is to really get them to meet each other. A lot of students are in their sustainability club or their environmental club at their schools, but they don't always meet people from other places who are doing the work. So we really want an exchange of ideas. We want students to be inspired and really to kind of feel like they're not alone.
Students from area high schools brainstormed climate action plans, gave presentations, interviewed a business leader about sustainability and solar panels, and networked. Some of the participants shared their thoughts with me.
I would like to say that a feeling that climate change does bring out to me would be sort of like a mixture of sadness, but also hope. I come from a country that doesn't really talk about it, and we have been known to have horrible pollution. I was born in Mexico, in Mexico City, and I feel like me coming here brings me hope and a bit of joy that I am able to talk about this, and I'm able to also talk to people who I can relate to my culture and being able to inspire them, talk to them, and make them feel how I feel.
I think we need to end this kind of cycle of consumerism. We need to reduce our consumptions, we need to reduce our emissions, we need to reduce everything we do so that we can return to this balance of our ecological system.
I would say what frustrates me most is that a lot of people are uninformed, and a lot of companies purposely uninform people and just to paint themselves in a better light and make it seem as if it's not such a problem that it is. It's really hard to tell what is and what is not a trustable source. So it's really, to find good information, you have to go to multiple sources.
I feel like older people make decisions based on what they want and what they feel like, but not thinking about what the younger generation is going to experience. Just like thinking more about what are the problems that we're going to face when we're adults, as opposed to how is the older generation just going to be able to be more comfortable while they're still not in retirement homes. Everyone is suffering, and so everyone needs to be involved in making progress.
When we're making change, environmental change, we have to, or like change to help climate, stop climate change, we need to focus on who's being affected. We have to not just do climate action that's like really expensive, like sometimes like environmental projects become like the super expensive like luxury, and that's not sustainable. So we need to make climate action accessible for people. We need to make it so that it's not like helping us be more environmentally friendly, and on the other side of the world we're extracting from people and like the environment there.
I mean, it's very easy to fall into the doom side of it and feel like kind of hopeless, but when we're like so involved with the things we do with our school sustainability club, like right now we're working on building a park in Millville, both just for the community, but we're also putting sustainable things in like a rain garden and other things like that. I generally feel a lot of hope because we have so much change just right here in our community that I think it's going to be a lot more widespread as more and more people take on this sort of action.
That was Shayla Brigido, who is 19, a summit organizer, 16-year-olds Maya Amos and Sam Ruano, Yuki Ito, who's 15, Vanessa Gonzalez-Rickner, who's 18, another summit organizer, and 16-year-old Madeline Tomko. They all participated in the Pittsburgh Youth Climate Action Summit recently. There's more of our climate coverage at AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple.